going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, my two co-hosts and two best friends, Michael Plant and Ike Bonney. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Not much. Just hanging out. Wanted to talk some football with you guys.
How about you, Ike? You're looking a little exhausted, my guy.
You betcha.
That cold-ass weather kick your ass today and working outside or what?
Mm-hmm. You need an energy drink. That's what you need.
I don't drink that shit, man.
Nah, energy drinks are...
My heart will explode.
Yeah, you never suggest
your heart's barely moving.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a point there, Ike. But before we jump into our Thursday night recap, I just wanted to remind you to please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel and subscribe to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, you name it, we're on it. LaPlante, do you want to jump into injuries real quick, or did you want me to go through the Thursday recap first?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk about that Jerry Jeudy giveaway, if you wanted to still give that away. We're at 405 subscribers right now. We're looking to get 425. That's only 20 more, and then we're going to give away this helmet. So, I mean, if you know anybody that's looking for a pretty slick Jerry Jeudy helmet, this is the spot to get it. I mean, all you got to do is just go subscribe to us. I mean, like a video, and bam, you're in the running for this thing. So,
Christmas is coming soon, guys.
Yeah, and somebody would like a nice gift.
Yeah.
But let's do a quick little recap of the Thursday night game. I wanna rub this win in your guys' face, even though I didn't think it was gonna happen.
The Packers win 24-21 over the Cardinals in Arizona. Pretty pretty wild game considering the Packers didn't have either of Alan Lazard, Devontae Adams, so it was pretty interesting. Rodgers had an okay game. He was 22-37 for 184 and two touchdowns. The two touchdowns saved him for 15.5 fantasy points. But he didn't really have to do a whole lot. A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. A.J. Dillon had 16 attempts and Jones had 15 attempts. A.J. Dillon looked awesome, didn't he, LaPlante?
Yeah, he looked like he was a part of this game plan this week because of all the wide receivers being out. Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, then you had MVS that was possibly going to make a comeback. But it looks like they wanted to use Aaron Jones more in the passing game, so they lightened his workload on the ground just a little bit for A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you had a desperation flex play on Dillon this week, this was the week to do it. But I don't know if this can be consistent if they're going to have their receivers back next week.
Yeah, 16 carries was really nice. Like, do you have anything to add?
Nope.
Okay. You don't like the Packers, huh?
I do not. Although they won me money on FanDuel, so like $60.
That's not bad.
I don't know if you guys heard, but unfortunately Robert Tonyan tore his ACL last night too. His agent announced that today. So that's
how about Aaron Rodgers' new meme going around? I didn't see the hit or anything. I just see the.
I wish I had it available and ready. I would so put it up, man. I've seen that face.
It's literally dominating Twitter and Instagram and all that.
It's the new Tom Brady one. You remember?
It is, yeah.
The four fingers, yeah.
Yeah, that one too.
Well, we already kind of touched on it a little bit. Aaron Jones saw 11 targets in the passing game, 7 receptions for 51 yards. Guys, that was pretty much just because Adams wasn't in the game. So don't expect 11 targets every game. For a spot start, I'm assuming a decent amount of people started Randall Cobb, and he didn't really do a whole lot. He only saw 5 targets and 3 receptions for 15 yards, but he saved it if you guys played him, catching 2 touchdowns. And he was definitely the red zone threat on Thursday. Anything else to add from you guys in the Packers?
No, other than the running back usage was just an uptick this week, which was nice. We like to see that, but I mean, with the receiver, if the receivers come back next week, it's going to be all Aaron Jones again.
Sure. Sure. Jumping over to the Cardinals, Kyler, 22 of 33 for 274, but no touchdowns and 2 picks, 2 sacks as well. What's even worse, guys, is he's still not running a whole lot. He had 6 attempts for 21 yards only. That 21 yards is more than the previous 3 games combined, though. But are we getting a little worried about Kyler's fantasy wise? Ike, what do you think?
No, and he'll be fine.
He's just going through a little rut and he'll eventually start running or what?
I don't think he's going to be running a whole lot, but I think he's doing fine passing. He's still, what, top 10 quarterback?
Yeah, yeah, this is definitely his worst week.
Yeah, he's just not hitting that ceiling that we've cut. That we
doesn't help that DeAndre Hopkins is banged up.
Yeah, and AJ Green just never turns around and looks for the football, apparently.
He was hanging, straight up chilling.
That was definitely a little goofy.
Like, just put your hand up or something, like, block it away.
Yeah, we're referring to the play last night that the Packers had a walk-off interception where AJ Green never even turned to look for the ball and right into, who's that, Rasul Douglas' arms?
Chandler Sullivan.
Rasul Douglas.
It was Rasul.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Sullivan. He made the other pick.
Yep. The Cardinals on the ground. Edmund, 7 attempts for 30 yards and a touchdown. Connor, 5 attempts, 22 yards, finding the end zone twice. So it ended up being a good day, good, decent fantasy day for both running backs. You guys have anything to add on that?
No, just kind of it was like James Connor mirrored Randall Cobb's day a little bit. Only got 5 carries, 2 touchdowns. Randall Cobb gets 5 receptions, 2 touchdowns. A little weird how that works out like that.
And it's pretty funny. DeAndre Hopkins only played, what, a drive or two?
And it was like 20-some-odd percent of the snaps.
And he led the team in receiving yards with 66.
All because of that bomb in the
dude, yep. That player was sick. He totally owned that guy.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. But too bad it was a face mask that got called back. So
fair enough.
That AJ Green had 5 catches on 8 targets. Kirk's 4 catches on 6 targets. Zach Ertz in a second game with the team, 4 receptions on 4 targets for 42 yards. Is he a tight end one weekly, guys?
Not tight end one, but he has tight end one upside in this offense. I mean, it's not going to be every week that this offense has a dud. Like,
are we sure though? Tight end one isn't very hard. That's only averaging seven and a half fantasy points per game. Yeah,
yeah, he's borderline.
And four, you can stand him. 4 for 40 is 8 points already if it's full PPR. Man.
Yeah, but he's only gonna reach that tight end one status if he scores a touchdown. That's my point. But he's in a good offense to where he can score a touchdown. I mean, it's possible. It's just you're gonna have to pick and choose your weeks.
Sorry to jump off track a little bit, jump back to the Robert Tonyan thing. With him going down, are you a fan of Mercedes Lewis just real quick or no?
No.
Did you see that catch in the end zone he had that ended up getting overturned, man? But Rodgers threw a rifle and Mercedes just stuck his hand up.
He had half a foot out of bounds.
Yeah, that was ridiculous that he caught that. But
it's not going to be a volume play with Mercedes Lewis or DeGoya. I mean, it's going to be strictly a touchdown dependency, and if that's the case, I'd go Zach Ertz over them.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I think that pretty much sums it up. Another disappointing game for Rondell Moore, 3 receptions for only 24 yards. But I think we could go ahead and jump into the injuries of plan if you want to rattle those off real quick.
Yep, so this week we're going to do them all at once this time. We're going to go back to the old-fashioned way. First off, we got quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield was questionable, but he is starting this week. Case Keenum is out. So get him out of your lineups. Tyrod Taylor, there was a thought he might play this week. He is out. David Mills is the starter. Mahomes questionable. He avoided a concussion, so he's most likely to play. Zach Wilson out 2 to 4 weeks with a PCL injury. Taysom Hill is also questionable again with that concussion. Dak Prescott was late news on the injury report this week with a calf injury. And he was later ruled out, so we're going to get Cooper Rush starting out for that Cowboys offense. I don't know how that's going to go too well. It's going to be a good Zeke week, but that's about it. At running backs, we got Nick Chubb's questionable, but he looks like he's going to play. Barkley's questionable again with the ankle. Monitor that one. That one's going to be a game-time decision. Malcolm Brown just went to the IR with his quad, so that might be an uptick on Miles Gaskin. You might even see a little bit more of Salvin Ahmed. Antonio Gibson questionable with that fractured shin. He got a limited practice in, so he's most likely playing, but it's not ideal. Miles Sanders went to the IR with an ankle sprain. They say they expect him back right at that 3-week threshold for the IR. This one was a little bit of a shocker. Jonathan Taylor dealing with a rib injury with from that 49ers game. He won't miss practice, though. He's going to play. Just I'd monitor that little banged up. Excuse me. DeAndre Swift questionable with the groin, but he's most likely going to play. He's questionable every week. Chris Carson, this one we got the update about 3 hours ago. He might miss the rest of the season, according to Pete Carroll. It's not looking good. I know Dylan's a Chris Carson owner, and he's over there just shaking in his boots.
And you know it's bad if Pete Carroll is not being optimistic about it, because he's a pretty happy-go-lucky guy.
He's the most optimistic coach out there, and he's playing football without Russell Wilson.
I mean, I really hope Chris Carson's okay moving forward. Obviously, neck injury is scary, but it would be nice from a fantasy owner perspective to find out if we could just release him or – you know what I mean? And move forward with Alex Collins and stuff like that. Rashad Penny.
I mean, you got him on the IR right now, so that works. But yeah, I understand what you mean. Just to
unless
be able
you're,
to...
unless you're in a league like us that play in with no IR spots.
It's barbaric. But jumping back into the running backs, we got Josh Jacobs injured with a chest contusion, but he's on his bye week, so he should be good coming back. This one was another late addition to the injury report. Austin Eckler did not practice with a hip. He's questionable. I know you love this one too, Dylan. That's your boy. I would monitor it. They're most likely going to give Joshua Kelly and Justin Jackson some more usage, but just monitor that one with Austin Eckler.
He'll be all right. He was banged up a week one. He was limited, but he still gave you a decent fantasy weekend in the end zone and stuff. I like how you feeling. You're all right about him.
I don't think he's going to get as much as he usually does, but he'll be all right.
All right, so jumping over to wide receivers. Hopkins got injured last night with that hamstring bothering him again. So just bother. That's going to be more of a future injury that you might have to monitor. Jerry Jeudy seems like he's going to make his debut this week. He says he's back and ready to go. I mean, ultimately, it is up to the coaches to decide that, but it does sound optimistic that Jerry Jeudy is going to play this week. T.Y. Hilton was questionable with a quad, but he's expected to play as well. Devontae Parker is questionable with a shoulder and a hammy. He's a game-time decision. Antonio Brown spotted with a crutch. He's doubtful for this game. He might miss a few weeks. That might be something you might want to pay attention to. Then we got Terrace Marshall out with a concussion. Jarvis Landry questionable with a knee, but he logged in practice today, so he's good to go. OBJ with a shoulder questionable again. Then we got – go ahead.
He's got two shoulder injuries, doesn't he?
I think it's the same one.
Mm, not good.
And then we got the trio of receivers for the Giants. We got Kadarius Toney, Kenny Galladay, and Shepard, all questionable. Toney with the ankle, Galladay with the knee, Shepard with the hammy. Toney logged practice in, but Galladay and Shepard, I do not believe, practiced today, so they might be out for the game on Sunday. Sammy Watkins, questionable with a hammy. Julio Jones, he was ruled out with a hamstring, so get him out of your lineups. Curtis Samuel, questionable with a groin. You got Corey Davis, questionable with a hip. And then we'll jump over to the tight ends. Gronk's officially questionable with his ribs. That one's going to be a game-time decision as well. Eric Ebron's questionable with a hamstring. Might be a little bit of Pat Freiermuth day. You got Evan Ingram questionable with a calf. Dalton Knox, he's out with a fractured hand. We're still recovering from that surgery. Then we got TJ Hockenson, who just seems to be living on the injury report this year with that ankle and that knee. He's questionable as well, but most likely going to play. And this one I just got to throw in there because, you know, I love giving you guys shit. But Khalil Mack is doubtful with a foot injury. Is that worry you guys at all for this Bears defense?
Don't worry about it.
They stink anyways.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all of our injuries for this week. We can move on to our week 8 player game previews if you'd like to, Dylan.
All right. Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts. Guys, Carson Wentz, what do we think about him moving forward after another decent week, even with some shitty-ass weather last week, in a decent matchup against Tennessee? He didn't fare well the first time they played each other, actually had his worst fantasy output of the season. But do you feel like this week could be any different, Ike?
I think you can start him for sure. Tennessee's defense is brutal unless they're playing Mahomes.
Yeah, that was super weird last week. LaPlante, anything to add?
Yeah, I think Carson Wentz is a good streaming quarterback this week. I know you put him in your start sit article.
Thanks for reading, man.
I didn't. I just seen the headline.
Nice.
I read a little bit of it, I'll be honest with you. But, Carson Wentz is definitely trending up. Last three games, 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 775 yards. He's averaging 9.6 an attempt. That's what we like to see. I mean, he even has a rushing touchdown in those three games. So, I mean, he's had multiple touchdown games for 3 straight games. He is starting to hit that floor, and he is, I think, a reliable streamer this week.
Yeah, it's not always going to look pretty. That's for sure. So you plug
it's
him in
look
there.
It's gonna prettier than Jalen Hurts. Let me tell you.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
But Jalen Hurts will be a top 5 quarterback.
Top 10.
Let's talk about that in a little bit. Like when we get to that game, I'd like to hash that out with you a little bit.
Not gonna be much.
Jonathan Taylor, guys, top 5 running back the rest of the way. He's starting to come alive a little bit behind this really good offensive line. Wide receivers, LaPlante. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to you when you were talking. Is T.Y. is T.Y. Hilton available this week for them or no?
T.Y. Hilton is going to be playing, yes.
How does that affect Michael Pittman, do you think? Does it hurt him, Mike?
Mm-mm. I mean, at least it opens.
It hurts the target
they can't double him now, at least.
It hurts the target share, but Pittman's still the number one guy in this offense. He's the throw it up and go get it. He's going to get those contested catches. T.Y.'s the guy that's going to be running deep. I mean, he's not going to be getting any contested catches. They might manufacture some touches for him, kind of like they were doing with Paris Campbell. But Pittman's the number one in this offense.
I agree with you. I agree. Mo Alie-Cox or Jack Doyle?
Mo.
Okay, pretty simple. Jumping over to Tennessee's offense now, Ryan Tannehill, he had a little bit of a bounce back week last week, right? I'm trying to remember here.
Tannehill had a bounce back week, but it was only 2 touchdowns, so it was very mediocre.
He's down a receiver again. Julio Jones was ruled out, obviously.
Tannehill had 21 of 27 for 270 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, but then also had a rushing touchdown that helped.
Yes. Yeah. So it was 19 fantasy points or so. So it's definitely not a bad week. How do we like him in this matchup, Mike?
I think you can start him. Confidently, but.
Borderline QB1. This is pretty much a simple question. Who would you rather have, Wentz or Tannehill?
That's what I was just going to ask you. I think I'm taking Wentz in this one.
Same.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you, especially with Julio out.
Tannehill's ceilings just capped the way they're using Derrick Henry this year.
Yeah. Speaking of Derrick Henry, are we starting him or no? Okay. AJ Brown, guaranteed starter with Julio Jones.
So AJ Brown's a guaranteed starter, but Derrick Henry isn't.
Just kidding, man.
I know.
Any other receiver in this offense you want to think about?
Not really.
No, AJ Brown's the only one you want.
Okay, and we don't really need to discuss the tight ends either, so we'll move on to the next game. We got a divisional battle between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. We talked about the injuries. Baker's banged up but going to give it a go with that torn labrum on his non-throwing shoulder. Guys, you don't want to start him this week, not even in Superflex.
No.
Or moving forward, to be honest with you, because in my opinion, they might need to start Case Keenum. And he could just manage the game for him.
Until Baker,
it's just not ever going to hit. Mike, it's not ever going to get healthy. He's got to have surgery.
I mean, it's not going to get healthy if he's playing the game either.
I agree, but it's not going to get healthy until he has surgery. So it's just bad news. Nick Chubb is going to be back as well. He's not listed on the injury report anymore. Does that kill D'Ernest Johnson's all his value, or does he look like he's going to be in line for the Kareem Hunt role?
I mean, that's what the assumption is he's going to get the Kareem Hunt role.
That's hot.
I mean, that's just the assumption, though.
I like it when you talk dirty to me, man. Ike, do you believe it or no?
D'Ernest Johnson, do you think he'll get that Kareem Hunt role now that Nick Chubb is going to be back?
Or is he just going to be phased out and it's going to be Nick Chubb? See, I don't think they're just going to hand the reins to Nick Chubb just because that calf injury, I feel like, could just pop up again at any time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's
I'm like, no doctor.
I wouldn't say he was going to be Kareem Hunt, but.
I'll help you answer it. I'm a D'Ernest Johnson owner, and I didn't release him in any league. He's kind of a stash on my bench and see it wait until after this week, and then we're going to go from there.
Yeah, and I know the game that D'Ernest Johnson played, there was no Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb, but he got 23 attempts for 148 yards, got three targets, three receptions for 29 yards. In the two games prior with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, Kareem Hunt got 40 attempts and Nick Chubb got 64. So I think it's safe to say that D'Ernest Johnson has bought himself a role in this offense now that Kareem Hunt is on the IR.
I hope you're right, Mike. I hope you're right. Jump into the pass catchers now in the offense. Jarvis Landry's battling that knee injury, but he should be okay. And I'm okay with you starting him in your flex. How about you guys?
Jarvis Landry? Yeah. With Baker's shoulder being banged up, they're going to be throwing it short. They're not going to be taking a lot of deep shots. And Jarvis Landry's your guy for that.
Odell or Jarvis? Like,
probably Jarvis.
Okay.
Jarvis is the safer bet. If you're chasing ceiling, go Odell, but don't get disappointed when he gives you a two.
Any tight ends you goons want to talk about? Njoku, no. Hooper.
Nah, I don't think they're startable.
Not with Baker's injury, no.
I just feel like Njoku is awesome. Am I right?
Oh, he's athletic as
he
hell.
He just doesn't get used enough. It's
if we're
going to
talk about tight ends, I want to talk about Pat Freiermuth. With Eric Ebron being out.
Let's go. Let's just segue right into the Steelers then. Let's start with the tight ends. Let's give us your rant about Pat Freiermuth. Let's hear it.
I mean, he's been a favorite of Ben. Ben was quoted in the offseason saying he's the Heath Miller, Jason Witten type. But I mean, when
it's
he
just
was coming out,
he's what? Is that just because he's
no,
white or
no, no, it's just because apparently the knock on him is he's not very athletic, but I mean, if Kyle Pitts wasn't coming out this year in that draft with him, he would have been touted as the most athletic tight end coming out of college. I mean, last three games, Freiermuth has 10 targets, 10 receptions, hasn't even dropped a pass. I mean, he's only got 76 yards, but he's looking to him in the red zone. And that's what we like to see with the tight ends.
Sure. I don't have anything. No, that's perfectly fine. I don't feel comfortable starting him, but
I think as a desperation, I mean, maybe, you know, your tight end waiver wire is pretty brutal. You got Darren Waller this week's on bye. I think this is the week that you can play Freiermuth with Eric Ebron being out.
Pat Freiermuth or Evan Engram?
Pat.
Freiermuth.
Pat or Tyler Conklin?
Pat.
Pat.
Pat or Dan Arnold?
Dan Arnold.
I like Dan Arnold over Pitt as well.
I do like Dan Arnold this week against Seattle.
I'm looking at ECR right now on Fantasy Pros, and they have Pat all the way down at 25. Those three guys I just named started with Engram was 17 through 19.
I think those might be still with Eric Engram possibly playing. I'm sure they will adjust those if Eric Ebron is out and Freiermuth is the starter.
Okay, I just refreshed it, and he is tight end 23 now, so that's a little better.
So you're saying I was right?
I'm not going to say that. Ben against the Browns, we don't want it, right? We don't want that smoke.
No, okay. We don't want any. I mean, if you have to, you have to. But if you can find a different quarterback out of this matchup, you do it. Take your Carson Wentz.
Definitely. Najee's definitely a sexy play like always. Pass catchers though, like I know you're the resident Claypool hater. I just call you that because he traded him in one league, but Claypool or Deontay Johnson?
Deontay, that's not a question.
Well, the one thing that's nice about Claypool this
Deontay Johnson
is he kills the Browns. In the three games Claypool has played the Browns, he's had a touchdown in each game. In fact, one game he had two touchdowns, and he's had 100 yards receiving in two of the three games, and the third game he had 76 yards and a touchdown. So I don't know what it is, but Claypool loves killing the Browns.
I do agree with you, Ike, that it's Deontay Johnson, but I don't agree with you that he hasn't done that. Claypool hasn't done shit.
He hasn't since Juju went down.
No, Claypool.
Two balls for 20 yards last time he played?
Claypool in the last three games has more receiving yards than Deontay Johnson on less receptions.
Yeah, is that counting the one game where he went off like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
I mean, it was the past three games.
In week three, he had caught 9 balls for on 15 targets for 96. That's a solid week. And then the following week, he caught 5 of 6 targets for 130. So, yeah. But that the week that Ike was referring to, 2 receptions on 7 targets for 17 yards. So he's hit or miss. But with DeAndre drawing Denzel Ward, I kind of like Claypool's matchup this week. And he's definitely a mid-tier wide receiver 2 to me, and Deontay is probably a high-end wide receiver 2. Like, do you agree with that at least or no?
Deontay, probably yeah on the Deontay one.
Well, where do you have him in your rankings? Do you have your rankings up?
Deontay, probably. Let me look real quick.
I like that confidence.
ECR on Fantasy Pros has Deontay ranked 18th and Claypool 25th. Actually, I have Claypool as a wide receiver 3.
I think this is the week Claypool.
Deontay 14.
Nice. Where do you have Claypool?
22.
You want me to tell you what you should do, Ike? Flip him.
No.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
I just told you that Claypool in his 3 games against the Browns has.
That's fine. I'm sure Juju was there and along with Deontay. He's going to be seeing better coverage now that Juju's not there.
I'm just worried that Ben's not going to throw it deep. That's the whole problem.
That's totally fair.
He's the deep threat, and if Ben can't throw it more than 25 yards, well, we have a problem.
I love every time he throws a decent-looking ball that's more than 10 yards down the field, and the announcer, and last week it was Collinsworth, he's like, oh, so then they say, what do they say about his arm strength?
One a game.
Stupid shit like that, man. Like, yes, Chris, he has no arm strength anymore. But jumping to the next one, Miami Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills. Thank goodness the Bills are back, man. I missed their offense last week when they were on bye. Josh Allen.
Cowboys and everybody else.
Yeah. Josh Allen, awesome, obviously. QB1 upside every single week, the QB1. The running backs, though, I wanted to talk to you guys about Devin Singletary or Zach Moss. I know Zach Moss has had the better season thus far, but Singletary has been hanging around and kind of being pesky. How do you feel about these two this week, LaPlante?
Who are the two again? Sorry.
Zach Moss and Devin Singletary. Zach Moss is ranked 24th. Singletary is ranked 34th on Fantasy Pros.
Well, let's see. Buffalo Bills are going to be up this game, which means it's going to be a Zach Moss game. So I think I'm leaning Zach Moss over Devin Singletary this week. Probably rest of the season as well.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you. Ike, anything to add?
Zach Moss, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, we do have a question real quick from Aaron. He wants to know, what do we think of the Vikings versus Cowboys defense this weekend? Now that Dak Prescott wasn't announced a starter, you got Cooper Rush being the starter. Do we like the Vikings defense against the Cowboys? I'm going to start it off real quick. I was actually listening to a podcast earlier. The Vikings have the worst run defense via DVOA. And with Dak Prescott being out, I see this being a heavy dosage of Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard game. I'm not a big fan of the Vikings defense. This game has the highest over-under of the week. I believe it was 55.
Well, that's going to change now with Cooper Rush at quarterback.
Still, these defenses aren't good either way around, but the offenses are good.
Okay. But jumping back into the Dolphins-Bills game, the pass catchers. Dawson Knox went down last week or 2 weeks ago with that broken hand. So I'm curious, where are those targets going, Ike?
Stephon Diggs.
Or you're not thinking we're gonna see Gabe Davis get a little more looks this week?
Not enough to start.
Not enough to party, huh?
Not enough to party.
Okay.
That's the important rule. We need enough to party.
LaFlan, what do you think?
I'm with Ike.
Okay. Ain't no party like Ike Ball party. And then tight ends obviously not relevant now with Dawson Knox being out. Jumping over the Dolphins, Tua last week, guys. Top 12 week as the quarterback, just with the volume. The Dolphins haven't been able to run the ball all year. Their offensive line is booty. That's why they haven't been able to run it. How do we feel about Tua in this tough matchup, Ike?
Not great.
I want to say it's back-to-back QB 1 weeks from Tua, actually. And Brian Flores did come out and say that Tua will be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season.
He meant for the foreseeable future.
Until they trade for Deshaun this week or what?
Somebody's going to trade for him. It seems like it, at least. There's all these rumors flying around.
I hope.
Carolina.
Kind of a scumbag. Kind of a scumbag.
Big time.
Hey, he's innocent until proven guilty, unfortunately.
When he starts settling out of court, he's guilty. But moving on. Please answer the question I was asking you guys. Neither of you answered it.
What was the question? I got a little bit distracted.
Can you stream Tua of this week?
No.
Top 12 upside? You don't want that smoke?
Yeah, they're the number one scoring defense. Before their bye week, they might be like 2 or 3 right now just because they didn't play this. But they're a tough defense. They're going to sack Tua. They're probably going to pick him off a couple times. I just can't see him getting 4 touchdowns and 300 yards like he did last week against the Falcons.
Sure. LaPlante, I'm specifically looking at you when I'm talking to you about this. You're begging me about Myles Gaskin every week in our home league. Do you want to give your spiel about him now or what? With Malcolm Brown going to IR, how much do you love this guy?
I mean, I love the volume he's getting. He gets the passing work. That's the whole reason we like, you know, these second tier running backs, because they get the passing work. Yeah, he might not get as much as the rushing volume because there was a Malcolm Brown type, and it's probably going to be filled in with Salvin Ahmed this week and, you know, the foreseeable future until Malcolm Brown is back. But I like Gaskin. If they're going to be down, they're going to need to throw the ball. Devontae Parker's most likely going to be out. I think Gaskin's a fine flex play this week.
I think Savon Ahmed might be better on the ground than Gaskin.
He might be.
From everything I've seen. They
just don't use him through the air.
Yeah, Gaskin is gonna does have a solid pass-catching floor, you'd like to think. Ike, anything to add?
Nope.
You hate him still?
Yep.
Okay. And no, LaPlante, I don't want to trade you Myles Gaskin for Mike Davis.
All right. that's fine with me.
Mike Gesicki is the best pass catcher in this offense. At a close second, it's Jalen Waddle. You guys cool plugging him in as your wide receiver 3 still? He might drop Tre'Davious White a little bit if Devontae Parker's out. I think
Waddle's the better pass catcher out of Gesicki, if I'm being honest with you.
Waddle, baby, Waddle.
Gesicki's just getting peppered with targets, man. He's secretly been a really good tight end this year.
It's because he's a wide receiver in a tight end.
And he's lining up as a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver. Ike, you got anything else?
Nope.
Okay, Gesicki's...
You can start Waddle. I mean, Waddle's the type of player. I know you're getting, you know, he's going to get Tre'Davious White, but Waddle can take one to the house and make your fantasy week one day.
What do you guys think about Dallas Goedert being ranked higher than Gesicki this week? Do you agree with that?
I mean, they do play Detroit.
Yes, I do. Just because
Goedert hasn't seen over 5 targets in any game this season.
The Eagles play the Lions. Like,
what did we talk about last week? What did we talk about last week? The Lions don't do many things well, but they allow the 8th least amount of yards at tight ends.
That's just because everybody else is scoring.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Eagles, who do you have? Devontae Smith, and you just lost Miles Sanders, so Dallas Goedert.
Okay, I hear you. But jump to the next game, Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Jets. What a clunker game. Ugh. Bengals are probably just going to take care of business. But yeah, Joe Burrow, you're starting him. Joe Mixon, starting him. Jamar Chase is like, any, you want to battle about Jamar Chase this week, or are you good?
No, he's good.
About okay. time you gave in.
I want to say I've seen him ranked as a top three wide receiver at ECU.
That might be a little bit too much.
Let's take a look.
Hey, he's having one. He's having the best wide receiver rookie start since Randy Moss.
He is wide receiver three on the week behind Tyreek Hill and Cooper Kupp.
Do you know he was the last rookie to get 200 yards? Do you know who the last rookie was to get 200 yards?
Justin Jefferson.
Anquan Boldin.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson never got 200 last year, if I remember correctly.
I want to ask you guys about T. Higgins, though.
Yes, start him.
15 targets last week. Only caught 7 of them. He was mediocre. That target volume gets me real excited. Like, what does that do for you? You feel comfortable?
You have to start him.
I think it gives him a chubby, if I'm being honest.
You have to start him no matter what. They're using him weird this year. It's like all he's these short the passes.
Threat.
Yeah,
he's not the deep threat. Last year he had the Jamar Chase role. Now Jamar Chase has that role, and T. Higgins is kind of almost slotted into
the possession. Tyler Boyd. He's the possession receiver.
He almost slotted into the Tyler Boyd role.
Yeah, but right. Tyler was more in the slot. But yeah, I agree.
Tyler basically just runs around.
Receiver. Yeah, Tyler is kind of useless. Is he almost droppable to plant? Like, are you, as a Tyler Boyd owner, are you pretty close to that or not?
No, you cannot drop Tyler Boyd because all it takes is one injury and he's going to be involved.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not hoping for it, but Jamar Chase goes down. I mean, it's possible. He's a rookie. I mean, their bodies are not fully grown yet, so it's very possible that he could still, you know, have an injury at the second half of the year. I mean, Higgins, we've seen that he gets injured. So you cannot drop a wide receiver out of those three out of this offense just yet because this offense is on fire.
Okay. Are we believing in C.J. Uzomah or no?
No. He is this year's Robert Tunyon.
Yeah, a little bit. I agree with you. 3 catches, it takes 2 of them to the house last week. The one was nasty. Yeah.
We do have a couple questions here from a buddy of ours, Brody, in our home league. So I don't know if we should help him out, but let's help him out anyways. He wants to know Burrow or Mahomes this week.
Mahomes.
You start Mahomes, man. I know Burrow's been killing it, but you always start Mahomes over basically anybody in that case. And then he also wanted to know Burrow or Brady, no. I'm guessing.
No, he said Clayton told Brody.
Oh, okay. Burrow. Good call.
I know.
Thank you for reading that. I'm a little illiterate, just a little bit.
But jump into the Jets.
No, we got some more questions here. Sorry.
Let's see them. Keep firing them off.
Power
Come
of
on.
The people. Power be of the people.
Be better.
Tommy wants to know, should I trade CMC, Mike Evans, and Michael Thomas for Derrick Henry? It's half PPR, and he's 3-4.
Nope.
No. Sorry, Doug. You got to try and write it out, I think.
I'll be honest with you. I think I might make that trade because there's no guarantee Michael Thomas is even coming back anytime soon. He hasn't shown very good progress.
He's coming that's back this why. Week or next week.
No, that's not what I've been seeing.
No, I agree with
I've been guy. I've been seeing it's still a couple weeks out. So, I mean,
but I'm
you're
still
buying it. You're buying super high on Derrick Henry. But I mean, I'm surprised you don't like this trade, Dylan, knowing that you're shipping away your least favorite player, Mike Evans.
Yeah, but he still has his weeks, man. Like we saw last week, he got 3 touchdowns, right? Hat trick?
Yeah, but if he isn't catching those 3 touchdowns, what's he getting you?
I hear you. Yeah, Michael Thomas kind of – I don't own him anywhere, so I don't love it. But CMC, man,
I mean, this
get
is
it.
I think it's a decent trade in my opinion.
I do, too. I do, too. But I think you stand pat. Hopefully you have Chuba. That is just kind of hanging on there for you.
I'm not a huge fan of the hamstring injury with CMC. Hamstring injuries linger. It's never good on an running back. I mean, we saw it last year with Austin.
Linger.
In my personal opinion, I think I would do this. It's sounding like Dylan, you won't, and Ike, you wouldn't.
Nope.
Next question, please.
Next question. We got James wants to know, should he trade Murray, D-Hop, Monty, Julio, for Josh Allen, Lamb, Hunt, and Emmanuel Sanders?
Murray, D-Hop, Monty, Julio for Allen, Lamb, Hunt, and Sanders. No. No, I don't think you should do that.
Man, if you can get, I mean, I'm guessing you're getting by already with the Monty injury, with a Khalil Herbert, possibly. I do like the Josh Allen, Lamb, Hunt, and Emmanuel Sanders side a little bit more. I don't trust Julio this year. He's just too banged up. D-Hop just had the hamstring injury, and Murray got a little banged up last night. So I think I give the edge to Josh Allen, Lamb, Hunt, and Sanders. I think I'd do it.
Okay.
Ike?
I'd do it.
Yeah, there we go. Dylan, you're wrong. We're right.
So, I don't believe you.
We can hop back into the Bengals versus the Jets. I mean, we pretty much hit on the Bengals. The one person I do want to know about before we move on to, you know, the little bit we're going to talk about the Jets. Can we start Samaje Perine this week, knowing that it's going to be such a positive game script for the Bengals?
No.
Ewie.
No, you don't like Samaje?
No, I'd rather not if I could help it.
Would you rather how about a Samaje Perine or a Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard.
All right.
Tony Pollard. Jumping to the Jets. Mike White.
Mike White.
automatic start.
We're starting him in a league because we're desperate.
Yeah, we totally are. Mike, what do you think about that?
I don't think much about it.
Listen to these starting quarterbacks. Justin Fields, Mike White.
I think you guys have a possibility of winning.
Derek Carr and Lamar Jackson both on bye this week, so that's a little rough.
That's fun.
All right, we got one last question from James, and we'll make it a quick one. He said, would you rather have Lamb and Allen or D-Hop and Murray starting? I think I'd rather have Allen and Lamb. D-Hop's target share has gone down tremendously this year, and Murray is not running as much as we thought he would.
Is Lamb been imaginary good or something that I'm missing?
Lamb has been good.
He's like wide receiver 12 at least or something.
Dude, he had 11 targets, 9 receptions, 149 yards, and 2 touchdowns last week.
What about the weeks before?
I mean, yeah, he did. That's because they were running the ball. But yes, last 3 games, he's got 22 targets, 15 receptions, 246 yards.
Last three touchdowns. You just told me he had 11 targets in one game, and then he has 22 in 3 games. That's not great. And you guys are forgetting Michael Gallup's coming up. I'm just curious on why you guys seem to be overvaluing Lamb.
Oh, we're not
over D-Hop right now.
Amari Cooper is not the guy in the offense anymore.
Michael Gallup's coming back too.
Yeah, and who's seen the most target share when Michael Gallup went out?
Dalton Schultz is there still too.
That's the one who I think is going to take the biggest hit when Michael Gallup comes back. Is Dalton Schultz? He's gonna run.
CeeDee Lamb's the number one. So
he is in this offense. He is the number one.
I just don't think it's great, especially with Dak bagged up and Cooper Rush starting at quarterback this week.
Hey there.
Yep. And then he wants to know, should he start Tampa or the 49ers defense?
Never start Tampa's defense.
I would start the 49ers defense going against the Bears.
And I will be the tiebreaker, and I will also be taking the 49ers against the Bears. Justin Fields doesn't look like he can recognize a blitz from a mile away.
It's because he can't.
So we'll jump back on. You can't start anybody from the Jets unless your name is Michael Carter.
I was going to say, I really, really like Michael Carter for the rest of the season.
Yep, 5 receptions last week with Mike White starting. Then you got Joe Flacco possibly starting.
Eight receptions last week, Doug.
Oh, was it 8 receptions? I thought it was 8 targets.
Eight receptions on 9 targets for 67 yards.
Yep, so he's the only one worth starting, especially with Tevin Coleman out.
Two touchdowns, 2 out of the last 3 games as well. I like Carter for the rest of the season. If you can trade something for him, I would. He's someone that I'm targeting.
Super, super, super desperate. The only receiver worth playing is Crowder with Corey Davis. It banged up.
Yep, and then like Mike said, you're not starting any more offensive weapons for the Jets.
So let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons. Sam Darnold is back to being poo-poo. I'm seeing ghost Sam Darnold. it's a little better matchup against Atlanta, but they don't even have confidence in starting him right now. So I don't.
Oh, he's going to start. He's going to start.
It's just, understand. Is he going to make it through the game? Because we had a PJ Walker sighting last
week. Yeah, he probably will make it through the game unless they liked PJ Walker more. Because I'll tell you what, he looked worse than Sam Darnold.
He did look worse. CMC is still out, obviously. Chuba Hubbard, he's been keeping the boat afloat, I guess.
He looks like Mike Davis last year.
Not quite Mike Davis, but a little step below. But
he's inconsistent, in my opinion. I didn't think Mike Davis was that he was consistent with the volume, but not consistent with the efficiency. That's kind of what Chuba Hubbard is right now. He's getting the volume, but he's just not being efficient with it.
Yeah, we've never seen Mike Davis be efficient.
I hate you, but yes. At least this year.
Never in my life. Pass catchers, DJ Moore starting him. Robbie Anderson seeing a buttload of targets, but
I think we can only confidently start DJ Moore. Yeah, and I mean, you're starting Chuba Hubbard with the running back landscape being so depleted. Robbie Anderson, man. I mean, if you're desperate and you need a body, throw him in. But he's getting the targets, but it is insane his catch rate right now. It's like 30%. I don't know how he's dropping all these. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I don't think we want the tight end. No Tommy Tremble. No tight ends. Nothing from this offense. So we can move on to the Atlanta Falcons if you'd like.
Matt Ryan. Don't love him. Carolina's defense has regressed against the better teams that they're playing. What are we looking at for Matt Ryan this week?
I think he's a decent streamer, to be honest with you, this week. Carolina's defense was good to start the year, but they've been slacking off lately.
Yeah, they got to put pressure. They got to get back to putting pressure on the quarterback.
Now, that is the one thing that, you know,
kills Matt Ryan.
But it seems that Kyle Pitts has finally found his role in this offense. Cordell Patterson has his stupid little role in this offense.
Not a little role, big role.
No, it's a stupid little role, and I hate it. Calvin Ridley is still the guy. So I like Matt Ryan this week against this Carolina Panthers defense that's struggling.
Okay.
You're starting Ridley. You're starting Pitts. You're starting Cordell Patterson. I think we got to sit Mike Davis for the time being. How do you guys feel?
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
The one person I will ask you, if we do like Matt Ryan in this matchup, Russell Gage did see a touchdown last week. Do we keep an eye on him maybe as a stash grab for the end of the bench for the rest of the year?
Nope.
Yeah, I would. I don't love it, but he is starting to see the targets a little more.
Nope. All right, so we can move on to our next game here.
San Francisco 49ers at the Chicago Bears. Garoppolo will be starting at quarterback. LaPlante said Khalil Mack's out. Still not starting Garoppolo this week. The running backs, what are we doing with the running backs? Looks like it's Elijah Mitchell's backfield, Trey Sermon, mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan doghouse, Eli Mitchell must start.
Yep.
I mean, he's not a must start, but yeah, you're starting him. He's the guy in this offense until, what's his name comes back? Not Jermichael Hasty. He's already back.
Mostert.
He's
gone. There's nobody else.
All right. Yeah.
Jermichael Hasty. Did you say him?
Jeff Wilson.
Yes. Until Jeff Wilson. He's the guy that Shanahan likes the most.
Yeah, he does.
It's just he's injured.
But unfortunately, Elijah Mitchell's actually doing good, so I don't think they're going to just
be getting rid of him. Yeah, but they're not winning. That's the thing.
That's just because Kyle Shanahan's brutal at calling plays.
You think he's going to admit that, though? He's going to blame it on the players, just like what he's doing with Ayuk.
Yeah, I don't know what Ayuk did, but just
– Elijah Mitchell will probably do something to piss him off, too. But no, I mean, the running back you're starting out of this backfield is Elijah Mitchell.
And Debo is starting him. Ayuk lost all trust in him. Dump him if you want. Not starting any of the tight ends. And then we're pretty much to the point with the Bears offense. You can't start anyone but Khalil Herbert.
Until Monty comes
Even
back.
Then, it's like,
I mean, I do
especially
like
against 49ers.
I will say this, guys. You guys did find a gem in Khalil Herbert. He's the only running back to run for 100 yards on the Tampa Bay defense this year. And they were getting shit on. I don't even know why they were running, but he was doing it, and he's the only one to do it. So I think he's going to – he's created himself a nice little slice of that offense.
The Bears' run scheme, the Bears' run scheme's good. They can't pass block worth a fuck.
No, but it's a shame we didn't know that it was so good because Matt Nagy threw the ball all the time.
I know, and they – just look at it. They ran it down the Bucs' throat. I know they probably let him, but they ran it down their throat. They ran it down the Packers' throat.
For 3 points.
They ran it down the Ravens' throat. I like Khalil Herbert as long as Montgomery's out. And I picked him up because he was on waivers in our home league, and I'm comfortable starting him as my RB2 moving forward until Monty's back.
I don't know about RB2. But at least a flex. I think he's a low-end RB2, that, in my opinion, because that offense is so bad.
But he's producing with the bad offense, man. So I don't know how you can say that in a tough matchup, like you just said. Guys, he had 18 carries for 75 yards, 19 carries for 97, and then 18 carries for 100. Like, what are we talking about here?
I don't like his.
So passing. He's pretty touchdown dependent.
Yeah,
then.
he is touchdown dependent. That's my point. And this
how is he? He has one touchdown. He has one touchdown, guys.
He has a solid floor.
He had 18 points. He had 15 points last week with no touchdown. Almost 16 points.
He's a poor man. He's a poor man's James Robinson from last year. He's on a bad offense that's just getting the workload right now.
And that's fine. James Robinson was a borderline running back one last year. I think he was a top 12 running back. That's so if you're gonna compare Khalil Herbert to that,
I said
that
I
like it even more.
Poor man, James Robinson.
You're not starting Allen Robinson anymore. He's awful in this offense. Darnell Mooney, you have no trust in him either, but. Moving on.
You're not starting Cole Kmet either.
No. Moving on to the next one. The Eagles at the Detroit Lions. We can pretty much make it quick for the Lions. DeAndre Swift or bust. I forgot about Hockenson. You can't really. I know we talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown a little bit, but he's kind of fizzled out here as of late.
It's been more Khalif Raymond coming onto the scene. 17
targets. He's apparently supposed to be like Cooper Kupp, according to Jared Goff.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's just being
generous. Oh, okay.
I'm sure Cooper Kupp's over there going, yeah, well, there's a reason I got a better quarterback throwing.
Yeah, and Jared Goff's got a little Matthew Stafford in him.
Little Detroit Lions Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. But jumping over to the Eagles, I know you guys are high on him, but I talked to the plant today earlier when I was at his house. I just want to say this. What happens to the garbage time king, Jalen Hurts, when there's going to be no garbage time?
You think they're actually going to beat the Lions?
No, you think the Lions are going to beat them?
I actually do.
But how you think they're going to beat them so bad that they're going to have to throw a ton?
Well, if it's the close thing. The whole game, they're going to be throwing or he's going to be running. I just think he's never That's been why. Under a quarterback like what? 14, maybe not even 12.
He's been a QB1 finish every game so far.
Yeah, it's not going to happen against Detroit. So
okay, we'll see. I actually disagree with that. I really do. He's only been that high in fantasy points because of garbage time, and he's not going to see it this game.
No, he's been that high not only because of garbage time.
That's bullshit, Mike.
All he needs to do is get a rushing touchdown and run 12 times for 60 yards and then get his normal pass yards.
Yes, his rushing floor in garbage time. That's what I'm saying.
No, he rushes even if it isn't garbage time, though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If he's on the 2-yard line, it's going to him and not Kenneth Gainwell.
Jalen Hurts has 32 attempts in the last 3 games. He runs it more than 10 times a game.
I wish you could pull up to see how many times in the second half compared to the first.
I really wish
you could find that because I guarantee you it's not close and you're not even to be able to argue with me with that. You guys are being silly if you disagree.
Last game he had 13 attempts for 61 yards.
Because they're getting their ass kicked every game. They're not going to get their ass kicked here.
Hey, I picked the Lions in the pick'em, so they might get
I did too.
Hell yeah. But with Miles Sanders being out, is Gainwell worth a start? Himber or special team stud Boston Scott?
I think Gainwell's the guy
Gainwell, that
gets most of the benefit here. He was already seeing the passing work. Now he's going to get more of that rushing workload that Miles Sanders was getting. The only thing is Boston Scott's going to steal some of that red zone carries from him.
Yeah. I'm just nervous because we didn't want anything to do with Miles Sanders. Why are we going to watch anything to
That's because of Kenny Gainwell, though. Kenny Gainwell without scoring Miles Sanders.
It's not that was because Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. No.
Because of Kenny Gainwell having more points than Miles Sanders.
The problem is Boston Scott's not going to be a zero. They're going to use him too.
Yeah, he's going to be more, I think, in the red zone, to be honest with you.
So if Sanders had to worry about Gainwell, Scott's going to, or you still got to, Gainwell's still got to worry about Boston Scott.
Just not in the passing game. I think Kenny Gainwell is the passing back in this offense. That's his role.
Since you guys loved Jalen Hurts this week, you loved Devonta Smith, I'm guessing. Dallas Goedert as well.
Goedert, yeah, Smith, and not as much.
Only two.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not starting any other receiver or tight end from this offense.
Jump into the next game, another kind of poo-poo game. Los Angeles Rams at the Houston Texans.
Yeah, the Rams thought last week against the Lions were going to be a poo-poo game, and look how that turned out.
Yeah. Hopefully it is a better game. The Lions play every team tough, though, man.
Yeah,
I know. I think Dan Campbell is the guy for them.
The Texans don't. They just lost 54-3 to a rookie quarterback.
They hang out.
Yeah, they hang.
They hang out. But then they give Cleveland a run for their money.
Let me make it easy for you guys. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Darrell Henderson, Tyler Higbee, you're starting them all.
Yep.
I'm not a huge fan of Tyler Higbee, but you can start him in this matchup.
Still involved in the pass.
If you have him on your roster, you're starting him?
Yes. Now, who would you rather have this week, especially with the news of Jerry Jeudy coming back? Noah Fant or Tyler Higbee?
That's close.
Fant.
I think I would say Fant as well. Better game script. Yes. Jump into the Texans. Davis Mills is starting for another week. I know there are rumors of Tyrod maybe coming back off of IR, but it is the Davis Mills show still. You're not starting him. Mark Henry was traded away.
Mark Henry's
the world's strongest man.
Yep.
Mark. I feel bad for Alvin Kamara's work share now.
Mark Ingram back with the Saints.
No more touchdowns for him.
I see the Facebook group that we're in with 60,000 people, fantasy football people, just loving up on David Johnson, guys. That ain't me. I would rather love me some Philip Lindsay. Do you agree with that?
I'm on the bandwagon for David Johnson.
Why?
Philip Lindsay.
Why? Why?
Because, I don't want either.
Because this is a negative game script type of team, and David Johnson is the passing down back. They are not using Philip Lindsay in that way. They might use Philip Lindsay as the first, you know, early down work guy, but if the Houston Texans are always down.
Why does somebody want any running back from this team? The only person anybody should want is Brandon Cooks.
No, the volume. I mean, Mark Ingram, I mean, we're desperate at running back. Running back is
we still aren't starting Mark Ingram.
No. No. 24 attempts for 82 yards. He had the volume. He had 29 opportunities.
He's washed. David Johnson's also washed.
Just because washed doesn't mean also washed.
So 24 carries for like 80 yards, you're fine with that?
I'm not fine with it, but it's better than what let's see. Who else?
8 points.
Samaje P. Ryan.
We're getting hung up on some bullshit right now.
Fucking
we gotta get past this. David Johnson's washed. you're wrong. We're washed, right. But we're just right.
Because no shit.
Doesn't mean they're not gonna give it all.
Brandon Cooks, that's it. And you don't love it this week either.
I think Johnson's a good stash on the bench.
New England Patriots at the Los Angeles Chargers. Mac Jones, obviously, solid week going against Houston last week.
Hit him this week.
Yeah, very tough to throw against Chargers.
They're not easy to throw against. You can run against them, which means Damian Harris.
Sick segue, bro.
Damian Harris is going to have a good day. He's a good start for you this week.
They just dare you to run the ball, and yeah, New England's going to have no problem doing that.
And I can see this. I can see the Patriots being down this week, so I think Brandon Bolden would be a solid play, even though I hate saying it.
Guys, unfortunately, I think he can. Jacoby Myers, pretty much, you could go ahead and sit him back down on your bench.
I'm not a huge fan of any receiver on the New England Patriots this week besides Hunter. Four touchdowns in the past four games. I mean, he's the guy that Mac is clearly looking for in the red zone when they throw it. So Hunter's the only guy I want in this offense this week, besides Damian.
The first question I want to ask you guys, Belichick likes to take away a weapon of every team's offense. Which weapon is he taking away from the Chargers this week?
Honestly, I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be Mike Evans.
Mike Williams.
Getting my
Unfortunately, that was the wrong answer. Ike, what was the right answer?
I was going to say Eckler.
That is also the wrong answer. The correct answer is Keenan Allen, because he's the best offensive player on a team.
If he was, why isn't he leading the team in targets, receptions, touchdowns?
You honestly going to tell me that Mike Williams is a better football player than Keenan Allen?
I mean, stats don't lie this year.
Who's faster? Who's more athletic?
I'm speechless, guys.
Keenan Allen in the last two games has 14 targets compared to Mike Williams, 21.
Do we need to get into the three previous seasons, the body of work, or no? You're literally telling me right to my face through this stream right now that Mike Williams is a better football player than Keenan Allen.
Better fantasy player. That's what I mean.
Thank you. What are we talking about here? Better football player. What is Belichick? That's the question I asked you.
Who makes the more impact on this offense? That's Mike
Eckler.
Keenan Allen is not making big plays.
Okay, moving on. can we start Josh Kelly with Eckler being banged up, or are you guys Larry Roundtree, anything?
Justin Jackson. That you'd be wanting Justin Jackson if Eckler's banged up and not playing. Justin Jackson's the better running back out of this backfield.
I'm tempering expectations for Eckler this week, and I'm tempering expectations for Keenan Allen because, like I said, I think Bill's going to try to take him out of the game plan
and make Mike Williams beat him. I think that he's going to take Mike Williams away, and Keenan's going to have the best game of his year so far.
The problem is that we aren't going to be able to tell, unfortunately, because Mike Williams just disappears in games anyways.
I think it's Jared Cook game, so.
All right. Yeah, no rebuttal on that one, but.
I don't know what you want me to say. Keenan Allen's disappeared this year, too.
No, he hasn't. Go look at his stats. Double digits every game, my guy.
Jared Cook season.
There it is. Top 12 tight end this week, Ike, or what?
Hell yeah.
Stamp it. Boom. Give it the old Ike stamp. Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars at the Seattle Seahawks. What a puke of a game this is, too, gentlemen. Trevor Lawrence. Looking a little better. This matchup scares me a little bit, even though Seattle's pass defense is shit. But with Trevor Lawrence going into Seattle and that 12th man, I think he's going to struggle a little bit. Do you guys agree?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been struggling all year, but he's just like Jalen Hurts. He's the king of garbage. Well, not the king, but he's the queen of garbage time with that hair. What? He's got long hair like a woman.
I don't think you could say that, though.
You're telling me women don't have long hair?
I whip that hair out. Let's see it.
Yeah, like a woman. That's why you don't want me saying it.
All right, keep going.
But Seattle's defense has been better in the absence of Russell Wilson, but it's still not very good. This is going to be one of the better matchups Trevor Lawrence has this year.
I think it's going to be a gross, grinded-out game, though, to be honest with you. Just like what we saw Monday night with Seattle and the Saints. I think it's going to be something
similar. That's because the Saints didn't want to do anything but run the ball and throw it to Kamara.
That's all the Seahawks are going to want to do this game. Let's just see if Urban Meyer will play along with them or not.
Teams are going to do that.
We'll see. That game went by so fast on Monday. It was awesome.
It was ugly to watch. By far the worst game of the year.
Yes, yes. We could stop worried about James Robinson. You could have stopped worried about him 4 weeks ago. He's awesome.
You could have stopped worrying about him as soon as Etienne went down.
No, because Carlos Hyde was the bomb. But now Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde.
The first 2 weeks were a little shaky. Like, they were a little shaky. Come on.
James Robinson is now reverting back to last year, getting majority of the volume.
I'll let you guys battle this one out if you guys want a little bit. Mike. Marvin Jones or Viska Chenault?
Marvin Jones.
You on the Marv bandwagon, Ike? Or are you? Who do you have higher in your rankings, man?
Marvin Jones.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
That intrigues me because you're the Viska guy. And he saw 10 targets his last game. Wasn't great.
No. he struggles with drops for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing or not. They're kind of pushing him more outside, too, with Jamal Agnew season coming in a little bit.
Super weird.
How do we feel about him? He's got, I want to say, 5 targets in the last couple of games each.
He's an absolute desperation play.
Yeah, like a Scott Fishbowl play or something.
Like, I picked up.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but it's just Viska and Marvin Jones, and out of those two, it's Marvin Jones. He's just the more trusted receiver. He's the veteran guy that Trevor Lawrence is looking to. He's the deep threat.
More touchdown. Has higher chance of a touchdown than Viska.
And I just want to toss it out there. Dan Arnold is a streamable tight end this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally okay with that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just jumping over to the Seahawks, I don't think we have any faith in Tyler Lockett anymore. I think most cases I'm benching Tyler Lockett depending on who the other
I put him is. So low in my rankings depending just on because who that, like, screw that guy.
Yeah, like, yeah. Are you playing Tyler Lockett or Marvin Jones this week?
Marvin.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. We've been pretty consistent on this podcast since Russ went down that we've all kind of agreed that Lockett was the guy who was going to take a hit in this offense. And everyone give themselves a pat on the back. We hit that one so far.
You have to stick it out and roll with DK Metcalf because you can always get one of those touchdowns he had last
week. Off topic, totally. But did you guys hear about the story that's been going around about him?
The
foursome?
Okay, no, I did not hear about that.
Awesome. Called some girl to have a foursome, told her to leave.
He's rocking blue hair. I can see it.
Why is he so angry? He was picking on Marshawn Lattimore so much last week, pushing him down and stuff. What's his problem, man?
He's bigger than everybody, so he just picks on him.
Josh Norman a little bit.
And then all of a sudden, you just see Marshawn just come up and hit him with a good one, and then here comes the flag.
Yep.
That's usually how it works. The running backs.
Just Alex Collins.
And he got a lot of work last week, 16 carries, but only totaled 35 yards. So it wasn't great, but you know.
He's the guy.
Pete loves to pound it.
To make Rashard Penny a thing last week, and it just did not happen, and it's not going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
No.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Rashard Penny looked like crap, and they took him out, and then they put Alex Collins in. And you know, this crap is a little shinier, so.
Not really. Stick with that. Hey, he's still a first-round pick. Just give him one more week.
Yeah, Michelle was the first round pick, and he's on a different team.
I love it. I love it. LaPlante, go ahead, take us through this next game. I'm gonna sip on this beer.
All right. So our next game we got going up is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. This one should. I mean, I think it should be a good football game because the Saints pretty much almost swept the Buccaneers last year. If it wasn't for Jared Cook fumbling in the playoffs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would have probably lost.
This is gonna be a good divisional matchup. I feel.
I just don't think it's going to be any good for any Saints player besides Alvin Kamara.
They don't have enough firepower, man.
No, it might be another Kamara week where he gets 10 receptions, but it's going to be for like 80 receiving yards this week, maybe.
Ike's playing him against me this week, and Kamara's going to fuck me.
All three of the running backs are going to screw you. Swift is going to catch 10. Kamara's going to catch 10.
Real good.
Watch, we're going to see another 6 touchdown week from Alvin Kamara.
That'd be wild.
But, yeah, I mean, you can't confidently start Marquez Callaway. You're not starting the tight ends in the Saints offense.
We thought you could start Marquez Callaway last week, and he disappointed.
Exactly.
He does that, too.
Wait a week on Mark Ingram. Don't play him this week.
Don't play him anyway.
Goddamn Mark.
No,
they are going to use him in this offense. That's why they traded.
So you're telling me he's going to get 15 carries just like
No, he's going to get 10.
Washed up Mark Ingram's going to get 15. Here you go, man. Take all the carries from tomorrow.
I feel like you say one wild thing a podcast. And Mark Ingram
was there, what did he do to Alvin Kamara?
That was 2 years ago, asshole.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was like 8 years ago, asshole.
Is that why you see Ty Montgomery taking away role away from Alvin?
Kamara's got to take a break at some point.
And what
doesn't mean Ty Montgomery is going to be starting on a fantasy team at any point.
How many fantasy points did he have, man?
Not very good, but he's going to get more. Mark Ingram's going to get more work than him.
Oh, you're silly, but I'll let you finish your thought if you want.
No, that's all. I was just going to say, you know, stash Mark Ingram on the bench because, I mean, running backs are brutal.
You never know. RB2 season coming at you.
I don't know why you guys think that's so funny. Running backs are needy. And you're telling me you wouldn't take a running back on a team that leads, that's usually top five in rushing in the league?
Let me ask you this. Do you want to start Love Bell?
He's basically the same person.
That's what I'm thinking.
If Mark Ingram was as washed up as Le'Veon Bell, he would have been on the practice squad for most of the year, like Le'Veon Bell. But okay, Mark Ingram's been starting the whole year.
All right, pal. Let's keep rolling. I get it. I got mad at you guys earlier. Get mad at us. I'm not mad.
I'm just, I mean, you're disappointed. Think he's washed up, but he's getting 20 plus carries a game. I mean, obviously, NFL teams don't think he's washed up because the Saints just traded for him.
He's there for moral support.
good teammate.
He is a good teammate. I'll give you that. Big trust. But Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're starting Mike Evans. You're starting Chris Godwin, especially with the news of Antonio Brown being out again.
It sucks.
It does suck. Leonard Fournette season is upon us. Ronald Jones is phased out of this offense. The only way Jones is getting involved is if they're just crushing teams.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Fournette, he's getting at least 5 targets a game. He's seeing 15 carries a game. He's on a good offense with touchdown potential. Leonard Fournette is a start the rest of the year, in my opinion. How about you guys?
Indeed.
Yep.
100%. All right. And you're starting Tommy, of course. If Gronk is active, are we starting him coming off this injury?
Yeah. I don't know. Yes. No. No, yes.
I say it's a wait and see.
Yes.
I don't trust a lot of people coming off injuries. I'm not even a big fan of Jerry Jeudy coming off the injury. But yeah, I would stay pat for a week on Gronk. But that pretty much wraps up the Tampa Bay offense. We can hop over to our next shitty game of the week, the Washington football team at the Denver Broncos. Man, Taylor Heineke, what a buzzkill. Starting off so hot, beginning of season, and just sizzling out. I don't think we can start him anymore.
Nah, he should have had more points last week, too, if he didn't give himself up diving into the end zone. And Terry McLaurin doesn't let
catch a ball off the helmet.
Yeah, agree. If he didn't have the visor in, it might have stuck right in his right in his.
I don't know. Heineke throws that perfect of a spot.
Right in his fucking face, though. Come on, man.
But you can't start Heineke. The only receiver you could start from this offense on the Washington football team is McLaurin. I don't even think Curtis Samuel is worth a start in this offense.
Is he even playing?
He's questionable.
Yeah. Hopefully he's back this week, but that grind's tricky, tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting Antonio Gibson mainly because you have to.
We get a lot of questions about him, man, on the Start Sit show.
Until they, like, rule him out, he's going to be the guy, if he's healthy, that gets majority of the workload. It's just that simple. He's going to have the touchdown possibility in the red zone over McKissick. McKissick just eats away at his PPR value.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was reading Clayton's comment. He said, I'm dicking down Jerry Jeudy. I'm not dicking him down. He's my guy. It's just he's coming off a serious ankle injury.
He's all right.
But, I mean, the last person I'm going to ask you about with the Washington football team, Dick Seals-Jones. I know this is your guy, Dylan. I know what your answer is, but I'm curious on Ike's opinion. Can we start Ricky Seals-Jones until Logan Thomas comes back, Ike?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Dick Seals-Jones bandwagon?
I'd say probably top 15 tight end.
Yeah, he's borderline tight end one. Tight end one for me this week. The matchup against Denver is not great, especially when teams have just been able to run it down their throat the last few weeks. Whether it's the Raiders, whether it's the Browns, Washington might try to do the same thing if they can get away with it. So I don't love Seals Jones this week, but he's playing so many snaps.
That's
so
the thing. At tight end, that's what you need, I guess.
Yeah, he's running the routes, too.
And he absolutely could get you 8 points. Mm-hmm. And if he scores you a touchdown, then he's borderline top five tight end. So.
Yep.
All right, so we'll move on to the Denver Broncos here. With Jerry Jeudy coming back, it's looking like I think he's back to where you can start him as a streamer.
Ted?
Yeah, Teddy with Jerry Jeudy. He's
guess this team, why not?
Yeah, it's not a bad – it's a good matchup this week.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be matchup dependent for the rest of the year, but this is one of those matchups that you can play him in. Mm-hmm. You're starting Cortland Sutton, the king of air yards right now.
Starting him, I agree. You might need to temper expectations a little bit with Jeudy being back. I know it was a small sample size, and Sutton was coming off of an ACL injury week one, but he struggled a little bit. I think he only saw 3 targets week one, and he really struggled with Jeudy in the lineup. So, but that was also with KJ Hamler. He's obviously not there. So, but I would just temper expectations a little bit.
The biggest person that's going to take the biggest hit is Tim Patrick with the Jerry Jeudy news coming back. You're starting Noah Fant. Now, my question for you guys is, and I'm sure a lot of other people want to know, is who can we trust for the rest of the season, knowing that these rookie running backs tend to get more involved at the end of the year? Javonte Williams has been getting more involved recently. He's getting the targets that we like to see in the passing game for a running back over Melvin Gordon. Are we leaning Javonte Williams the rest of the season over Melvin Gordon?
Oh, yeah. Big
time. Yeah, that's where I'm leaning to. And I'm basing it a lot off of what we saw last week, and they were designing plays out of the backfield for Javonte Williams to catch screen passes and all that stuff. It was just really good to see.
Melvin Gordon won't go away, though, but
– I know he won't.
So it's a split almost down the middle when it comes to rushing attempts.
55-45 is
better than the being – starting to swing Javonte's – way 60-40 in the passing game.
He's Javonte just shows you a flash every week on a run when he has the ball in open space. You're just like, oh,
yeah,
just
they're trying to get him
in. Give this man 18 touches a game and just let him cook, Vic.
I will say this though. This is probably one of the few weeks that you can actually start Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams.
How have they not capitalized on the running back landscape and tried to get rid of Melvin Gordon for a decent draft pick or something to Baltimore?
Because you have Vic Fangio running that team.
Unfortunately, yeah, I guess. It's disappointing.
Everybody's obsessed with 2 running backs, man.
This damn every coach is. Team, man.
I get it. I get it, unless you're Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Who's just like, here you go, Najee, do everything.
Yeah, you get your – here for 4 years, and then you're pretty good. I'm done with you. So,
just a quick recap.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
You're starting McLaurin. You're starting Gibson because you have to. You could probably start McKissick as a flex this week. You can start Dick Steele Jones. You can start Cortland Sutton. You can start Noah Fant. I'm hesitant on Jeudy, but I mean, if you have to start him, you're starting Javonte and Melvin Gordon both this week. So let's move on to our Sunday night game. This was going to be a real good one. It still has a chance to be with Cooper Rush being the starting quarterback, but we got the Dallas Cowboys at the Minnesota Vikings. With Cooper Rush being the starting quarterback, like I said, I think it's going to be a Zeke and Pollard week. I think you can only really comfortably start CeeDee Lamb and Zeke. Is there anybody else in this offense with Rush starting that you think you have confidence in?
You've lost all confidence in Amari, huh?
With Rush, the quarterback.
Okay. I don't love Amari in general, but that's just interesting to hear from you guys that you agree that you're kind of
I heard a quote
him
that,
a little bit.
I heard a quote that Amari said that he is almost 100%. And I don't know how he's not 100%, and it's almost like he is never 100%, so I can't see it. He's going to be banged up.
Okay.
So, I mean, do we like Dalton Schultz in this matchup, even though he's been doing good with Michael Gallup coming back?
You gotta start Dalton Schultz even with Gallup coming back.
He's tight end one with Dak Prescott as the quarterback.
You just gotta temper our expectations for everyone.
Yep.
I'm just curious how Cooper Rush is gonna do with Dalton Schultz. That's the only thing that worries me.
He's got a sick name.
Sure does.
A lot of people
in the NFL do, then they don't make it. So you know, you're starting Lamb, you're starting Zeke comfortably. I mean, if you have to start Amari Cooper and Tony Pollard, but definitely temper your expectations more. You're starting Cook on the other side with the Minnesota Vikings. Is Kirk streamworthy this week?
Kirky. No, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it what? In this matchup.
I think he is. He's been a QB.
Kirk has been on fire lately, man.
He's QB 10 on the year so far. I don't know how he's doing it, but he is having a career year again.
Dallas defense is good, though.
They just don't allow you to run against them. But they can, you can pass on them, and that's what Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen
are for. They are sixth in quarterback fantasy points allowed. But I disagree.
I think you're starting Justin Jefferson, you're starting Adam Thielen, you're starting Dalvin Cook. I want to know, can you start KJ Osborne in this matchup against the Dallas Cowboys?
No, don't want you to do that.
You don't think so?
No. Not even remotely.
All right. Then Conklin.
I'd rather start Laviska Shenault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Conklin, nope.
Who would you rather have, Dalton Schultz or Conklin?
Definitely Dalton Schultz.
10 times over.
10 out of 10. I'm trying to pull.
Dalton Schultz in this matchup, but I think this could be a week where Conklin scores.
Why?
Schultz. We don't know what Cooper Rush is going to do.
Okay.
We don't.
Does that have anything to do with Tyler Conklin?
Conklin has a role in the Vikings offense with Kirk as the quarterback. We don't know the role of Dalton Schultz.
We're talking about Cooper Rush and Tyler Conklin, and then we're talking about Kirk.
That's what happens when you're in week 8 of the NFL.
You're standing over there.
I don't know which way is up.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, man.
All right, so we'll move on to the Monday night matchup then. The New York Giants at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yuck.
Jesus, every game this week it was like
sucks. Bill Simmons likes to talk. He likes to call it him and Cousin Sal. This week he said it last week was the perfect week to do it, but this is another good week to go pumpkin picking with the family because you're not missing a whole lot of good football games. I kind of agree that this week is one of those weeks.
Yeah,
I'm not upset. I have to bowl this week with
I mean, this week, knowing that the Giants are playing the Chiefs and how brutal the Chiefs defense is, I think Daniel Jones is streamer worthy. What do you guys think?
Gonna get roped into that again, huh?
Yeah, I don't think
it's
I can do
Chiefs
it.
It's the Chiefs defense. Look what
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not starting Dan Jones ever.
Yeah, I don't want to do it either. I am. I'm starting him over Tua this week in the league.
Yeah, no. I'd start him over Tua.
No.
You wouldn't start him over Tua against the Bills?
No.
Okay.
I would start
him over Tua. You wouldn't, huh?
No. I think Daniel Jones is just –
Daniel Jones or Mac Jones?
Something else. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones against the Chargers, so you can't
throw. Yes.
Ike, you're talking crazy,
people
man.
Have thrown, people crazy. Have thrown against the Chargers. It's not like you can't.
No.
It's not illegal.
Are you thinking about the Browns game? Because that was all running.
I'm going Danny Dimes.
Can't throw dimes, no. All right, who?
Can't.
That's taking? All we needed to do was get Mike some enthusiasm, was bring up Dan Jones.
Sam Darnold or Danny Jones?
Dan Jones.
Sam Darnold plays.
You're not going to like my answer.
You're really going to choose Sam Darnold, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
All right. Dylan, do you got a straight jacket?
No. matter of fact, I don't.
We need to invest in one. I think that might be our net.
Please donate. He's a lunatic.
Please donate below for Ike's new straight.
All right, come on. Okay, right. Okay, wrap it up.
I mean, okay. I think that you can start whatever, you know, pass catcher that is going to start in this game for the Giants because the Chiefs' offense defense is that bad.
I ain't touching Kenny Golladay.
He's not starting him. He's not starting likely.
You said anyone if they're playing. I ain't touching him.
You're going to play Evan Engram too, huh?
He might not play as well. Any pass catcher is available,
he's available.
Evan Engram is questionable. He might not play.
Sterling Shepard, sure. Kadarius Toney, sure. That's it.
Devin Booker, yes.
Devin Booker. I'm taking him 10 times out of 10.
I'm not taking him in football. No way.
He's the rocks so well, though.
I don't really care too much for Devontae Booker, guys.
He's getting 18 opportunities
again. I don't care. He's doing dog shit with them. It's like Alex Collins getting 16 carries on Monday night. Sometimes, unless I don't, he had 16 carries for 35 yards. That can be sometimes.
You're starting Devontae Booker sometimes. I mean, it's no different than Alex Collins.
I mean, shit, if you're going to want to start Daniel Jones, you might as well start as running back.
It's shitty volume, but it's volume nonetheless. That's all I got to say. And it's the Chiefs defense.
The Chiefs defense be a top 10 defense this week just because it's Daniel Jones.
We've seen weirder shit. We watched their offense put up 3 points last week. And it's totally,
And now it's time for them to only allow 3 points.
Something. Yeah. It might be this week. Daniel Jones could turn it over 5 times.
Very possible.
Yeah. You're starting Mahomes. You're starting Darrell Williams still. You're starting Tyreek Hill. Even though he's got a quad injury, and you're starting Trev.
And balls just seem to keep going off his hands.
LaPlante, why don't you go ahead and say this? You're not starting Mecole Hardman.
I mean, I did last week.
How'd that go?
Out of desperation. I mean, if you're desperate, you can start him. He's a body, but no, you're not starting him. Find other options elsewhere.
But yeah, I think we could just wrap this up, man. We're going on an hour and a half.
We have one last question before we go. I don't know how to pronounce that name, buddy. I'm sorry.
Not a name.
That's 808.
I thought he was trying to spell Bob, maybe. Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Bob Dole. Sure.
We'll call you Bob Dole. Bob Dole. All right. He has Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Claypool, Stephon Diggs, and AJ Antonio Brown. He can only start two. Which two do you start?
That might be AJ Brown.
If that's AJ, let's roll with AJ Brown because
Diggs and AJ.
I think it's Diggs and AJ Brown as well. If it's Antonio Brown instead of Diggs, you can't start Antonio. Or if it's Antonio Brown Keenan, instead of AJ, I agree with Ike. I think it's Keenan. Yes.
Yeah, Diggs and AJ Brown. If it's not AJ Brown, Diggs and Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I was right. It is Bob Dole.
I love it.
Yeah. Nice,
very nice. Creative, Bob Dole. And he did confirm it is AJ. So, AJ and Stephon Diggs are the guys you want to rock with this week.
But, that pretty much wraps it up. Like I said at the top of the show, please like and subscribe to the Fantasy Six-Pack YouTube channel. If you do that while we're giving this bad boy away, you get entered to win this Jerry Jeudy signed mini helmet.
Flat real light. It really sparkles in that light.
Real nice.
Only need 20 more subscribers, and we're going to pull that bad boy.
You can follow mine and Ike's writing work at fantasysixpack.net.
You're a piece of shit.
We're playing soft doing some other stuff.
He's out gallivanting.
I'm
gallivanting around
the Fantasy Six-Pack brand.
To what?
You can follow me on Twitter at dclemens2222. You can follow Mike Bonney at Ike2121 and LaPlante, you yelled at me last week, so I'll let you say your Twitter tag.
All right, you can find me at @BeLike_Mike with two eyes. See, Dylan, it's not that hard. Catch me, you can't really see me, but you'll see me working the buttons behind the screen on next Thursday. Yeah,
they won't be seeing you do shit.
you're John Cena now, huh?
You can't see me, but you see me.
Oh, this has been a wild show. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. This one kind of got off the rails pretty quick.
This one's been a good one, guys. I had fun.
Appreciate everyone listening. We'll be back next week, Friday or Saturday. I don't know. We keep
switching. Who knows?
But yeah, like I said, appreciate everyone listening. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. Good luck in your matchups.
Deuces.
Good luck, guys, except Dylan and Ike. Peace out.
We play each other. One of us has to win.
Bad luck to both of you. Maybe a tie. See you guys.
We've seen it happen before.